This is from a new album out this weekend called The Movement from Alphabet Rockers. Grammy-nominated hip-hop performance collective makes songs about social change for children. Some of its members are children themselves.
I'm powerful when I'm with my community. People that accept my thoughts and identity. The truth about who I am, they love all my melanin. I know that I'm confident, so watch out, I'm stepping in.
NPR's Chloe Veltman caught up with the Rockers at their studio in Oakland, California.
When people connect, that's how we find unity.
Well, strength in numbers when we're in a community. When people connect, that's how we find unity.
It's a Wednesday afternoon, school's out for the day, and the five members of the Alphabet Rockers are at their Oakland studio fine-tuning harmonies and riffs.
I'm just loving getting into, like, the rifting.
Yes.
And just rifting it out and just, like, doing
so
whatever
funny.
Comes to mind.
13-year-old Maya Fleming is one of the three teen members, along with Carly De Jesus, also 13, and 14-year-old Tommy Shepard III.
I songwrite, and I rap and I sing.
All three perform lead vocals and have songwriting credits on the new album. Carly says he and Tommy III, being longtime besties, both joined the band when they were in kindergarten.
Dang, I've known him longer than half my life.
Yeah.
Maya showed up a few years later.
I was like, this could be so much fun. But, you know, I'm also like 8 or 9. And I'm like, oh, wait, this is a group. Like, they're actually out here making music and doing all this stuff. Am I ready for that?
The Rockers' choreographer introduced Maya to the two adult founders of the group, longtime friends and hip-hop artists Tommy Solarte Shepard and Caitlin McGaugh. They wanted to reach kids with empowering messages about things like being proud of the colour of your skin, sharing with others, and even eating a healthy diet.
Delete the donuts, insert the grapes, reduce the sugar, and stay in shape.
The Rockers' goal is to make music that inspires progress.
We make music that makes change.
McGaugh says hip-hop is a great way to do that.
When you look at hip-hop, it's an invitation to be exactly who you are. There's also a lot of wordplay. So it's absolutely a route of fun, conversation, expression, all these things that teachers are trying to create.
When Alphabet Rockers launched in 2007, there were only grown-ups involved. But co-founder Tommy Shepard says they quickly realized something was missing.
What was driving into us is that we had to do it with versus for kids.
So they recruited Shepard's son along with other kids in their network, like Maya, who originally only saw herself as a dancer. But in the Rockers, she's gotten to develop new artistic talents.
All right, y'all, next, this is a song that I wrote during the pandemic.
Maya and the Rockers recently performed her song about coping with the chaos of COVID-19 at a block party thrown by the Smithsonian Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C.
Looking around and I can't believe all the things.
The Rockers' upcoming tour schedule will take them to places like Texas and Hawaii. And at home in the San Francisco Bay Area, they also perform concerts and run workshops for kids in libraries and schools. 10-year-old Winter Johnson is a fan.
I like them a lot. It's just, like, really diverse. And they have, like, a thing where kids could go up and dance on the stage.
Winter looks up to the Rockers, especially the teen members.
That would be cool if I was up there, but I don't have, like, enough courage or, like, self-unshyness to do that.
Christy Estrovitz runs kids programs at the San Francisco Public Library. She says young people can learn to be courageous just by watching the Rockers in action.
And what's really cool, in the past few years, they've really seen their youth performers as, like, ambassadors and role models. So now I'm seeing younger children looking up, not just at Tommy and Caitlin, but at the youth.
The teen members are stepping up in all sorts of ways. It was Maya who recently hit the send button on the Grammy Award application for the Rockers' new album. Alphabet Rockers are hoping for their third nomination in the Best Children's Music Album category. Maybe this time, even a win. Chloe Veltman, NPR News, Oakland.
When it's all said and done, the word is love. The word is love. The word is love.